Colleen. I am Head of Client Relations at Trio Media, and we are digital marketing experts. So we are looking to be an extension of companies to help them grow through marketing.
Okay, you've kind of answered my first question there, which I was going to say, what do you do? Extend that out a little bit, because when we talk about digital marketing, it seems to cover kind of everything now.
It does.
Are there things that you particularly specialise in?
Yeah, so we specialise in SEO, PPC, social media, that's across organic and paid, website from design to build, content writing, copywriting, blogs, PR, all of it, like you said. But the USP and what we really want to focus on is be an extension of company. So we're not looking to just be your outsource agency that does a couple of things. We want to look at your company strategically. We want to look at what you want to bring in, how much you want to grow, what are your goals in 5 years, and how marketing can take you there, rather than kind of just like the fast quick wins and what you can do right now. We're looking for that long-term growth, making sure that your marketing is there and you're investing in it.
It's been a little bit of a thread in some of the conversations that I've had with people today about this idea of almost like the longhand way of doing things right, rather than the shorthand quick fix, which most people seem to be selling. And it's probably an easier sell, because just like,
definitely,
I can fix that for you in 24 hours, and I can double your sales, and
I can get
do this
ads
for the
live
other.
Tomorrow.
You can see why people are attracted by that, but eventually, obviously, you know, we all know that that stuff, there's no longevity there. So doing it the longhand way and really working with people to grow. Why did you decide to take that particular route?
So we found that as a company, we're really strategic. So we're not looking at services as just what is SEO or what is PPC or what is social media. We're looking at what is your business doing in general outside of marketing. What's your turnover? What are you doing to grow other than marketing? And when we looked at the business as a whole and we were more strategic, we then started to go, right, well, this is where marketing complements it. And actually, that can be combined with other efforts that you're doing, maybe events that you're going to. And then we saw the power of marketing when it was working alongside everything else the business is doing. And when it's aligned with your long-term goals, your vision, your mission, marketing's so much more effective. So we thought, well, why not harness that? And as a company, actually think, we're going to do your marketing, but we want to get to know your company. We're going to be strategic. That's our strength. And that has been way more successful than just ticking a box of doing a couple of SEO tasks or PPC tasks. So we're actually getting down and understanding what the business is about. And that way, everything works better and everything's more effective.
Are there any trends in terms of the kinds of businesses that you tend to work with?
Yeah, so a lot of in tech, and then down the aesthetics line, so kind of like clinics and aesthetics. But we do kind of stream across a lot of industries. And that's one thing that we do absolutely love, that we've not just gone into one. And it means that we have landed up having skills and different people having skills across multiple industries. So we have found there is kind of like a few companies that do just land to, there'll be a month where it's all tech companies, for example. But we make sure that we're open to a lot of opportunities. And marketing at the end of the day, if you do it right, you can do it for anyone.
We're still relatively early on in 2024. What are your kind of predictions? What are you expecting to see in terms of trends in marketing, digital marketing this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say the two letters, AI, obviously, because that's what everyone's talking about. I do know that it's gonna take over, hopefully in a really positive way. It's something that I think everyone needs to be on board with, because social media, for example, is jumping on it. So I think that there is definitely going to be an even bigger boom as far as AI is concerned in the marketing world, and how we can use it as a positive and how we can harness the power of it rather than working against it and thinking it's going to replace us. So, and then I think maybe, just maybe, there might be another software or platform that comes out on social media that starts to compete with the likes of TikTok. So I think, because video is still, it's not a fad anymore, video is just so powerful, is another platform or software going to come out that is bigger than that in 2024, or at least rear its head potentially? And maybe it's made by AI.
Where do you think audio could fit into this? Because I think it's something that most companies don't really utilize. They don't really do anything with it. But I think that's a great thing, because the fewer people that are doing it, the more 100%. Impact the ones that do. And for me, it is, you know, potentially a marketing channel in the way that any of those things are.
Definitely. At the end of the day, when I'm driving or if I'm on a train, I just kind of want to listen to something that's not music. I think that audio has the power to educate. I think if brands use audio to educate and to showcase their knowledge and expertise, that's actually quite a good way to become credible and have brand awareness. But without the visual element, if you don't have that, you can still talk and teach people and kind of win them over, and they know that there's people behind the brand. It's not just a website or it's not just graphics. There's actually people and voices on the other side.
Well said, well said. This is not our first exchange of the day.
It's not. You met Sparky today.
For the benefit of people listening to this, how do we describe Sparky?
Oh, Sparky is an inspiration. He lights up my life, actually, Sparky. So for those that are listening, Sparky is a robot made out of old cameras, and he has now been turned into a trophy. And so we were awarded him for being the best stand of the day. So he's got a little plaque on him that says Showcase Superstar, which is meant to be us, but I think it's him, to be honest.
It is him, absolutely.
And the company Marketing Showcase has challenged us today. They know that we're good at social media. It's someone, you know, one of the many things we're experts at. And they've said, bring him around with you today, and have we. He has been to two talks.
Right.
He's had a coffee, so he's still firing. He's had a brownie for breakfast. He's been on your podcast. He didn't say much.
I've got to say, wasn't the greatest guest of the day.
He's a good listener.
He probably won't make the final cut.
Had a great time, though, and I think he appreciated just being in your kind of presence, really.
He was definitely, like, you know, the cutest guest that I think I've ever had on a podcast.
I agree. Lovely. He's got a really good... he's attracting people to our stand, that's what I should say. So he's bringing a lot of attention, and I love that. And he's got two light bulbs for hands. If people are wondering why he lights up my life, that's why. When plugged in.
The future of marketing, Sparky.
There it is.
There we go.
We might have AI. To start a brand for him. Nah, Sparky, he's the way.
If anyone wants to find out more about you guys and what you do, what's the best way for them to do that?
Social media or our websites. We're actually going through a rebrand. So if you go on our social media and then you go on your website and you're like, oh, what's going on? We are launching a new site coming soon. But if you go on at True Media UK, we are on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, you name it. Or you can just go on at triomedia.co.uk and that's our website. It's trio-media. Don't forget the hyphen.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.